Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help you?
Hi, Lily. This is Vanna with Custom Works. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I have a question. More than a week ago, I called and I talked to someone about our Google Ads account. They were not able to provide me with login information.
Okay.
They told me that they're going to call me, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Got it. Okay, let me check that for you. Just one second. I'm going to pull up the account.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I do see that there's a representative working on this. I'm going to place you in a very brief hold. And I'm sorry, just to confirm, I'm speaking with Boyana, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. It'll just be a moment, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you for your patience, Boyana. Are you still there?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I do see that there's a representative working on this currently. He is away for the next hour, but I can place you on his calendar for a call back at 4:30 p.m. your time. It's right under an hour from now. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And, I have another question.
Sure.
So, remember we were updating the services about a month ago, I believe, 2 months.
Let me pull that up. Let's see. Your services or your, I'm sorry, your service areas or your list of keywords?
List of keywords.
Okay.
So those list of keywords, which is also our services.
Yes, exactly.
Where was that? Where, okay, here we are. Are these Are these also on the Google Business profile, or that's something different?
Well, we add the services or the, you know, the keywords to your Google Business profile depending on the category they fall under, if that's the question.
Okay, because I see here some completely different keywords that are listed under the services on the Google Business account.
Okay, let me check that. What services are you seeing there?
There are, I don't know, 10,000. I mean, there are listed so many. There are some of them that we discussed to be removed, but I see, like, a lot.
Let's see. I'm going to log in internally so I can check here. One second.
There is epoxy dining table builder services, epoxy furniture builder services, side table builder services. I don't know. They're like in categories. There are so many.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I'm logging in. And this happens due to user feedback. So that just means that some Google users could have gone in and made a suggestion as far as the services that you offer. So that happens from time to time. Unfortunately, we can't prevent users from doing that, but we can always fix that. So I'll have that sent to our optimization team so that they can make sure that it reflects the keywords and services we have for you in your account here versus the edit.
No worries. I can remove those that we are not. I just wanted to make sure we don't drift apart. I can remove those. No worries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, that does come from user feedback, but that is something we can always fix. Not a problem.
Okay. And what was else? The posts. Give me just 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, the posts, you said that you were posting every Wednesday?
Let's see. We are... Posts are being created every Wednesday. Looks like, yes, correct.
Okay, I'll go one by one because the text feels like really ChatGPT written. It's like giving off vibes when I'm like reading it. Mm-hmm. I'll go from the couple that I read. I'll go through them and I can call back with a feedback about them. And then what would be the option like to make them sound more humanely?
So you think they sound a little too like AI generated?
Yeah.
Well,
and kind of repetitive. I mean, I know that it should reflect location and keywords in it.
Right.
But definitely doesn't feel, you know, like humanly. Literally, it's like, I don't know, AI generated.
Yes, that's correct. We do create these posts based on what's recommended for Google for better optimization. So they mm-hmm. will, so, you know, they will be created this way. But if you want something in specific, we really just need to know what you would like us to put. Otherwise, of course, you can always create them yourself. But as far as, the way they're created, we specifically make them to follow Google's guidelines and then to also, you know, help with the keywords and things like that. So, but we can always change it if you would like. If you have something in specific that you'd like us to put, we'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay. No, I mean, I just something, you know, that will not sound that AI generated. Like this one is dreaming of a cozy or organized entryway this weekend, custom work ink, which, you know, it doesn't need to be custom work. Ink. They already, you know, that know it's custom work. And then the second one, again, is dreaming of a cozy nook to enjoy the chill winter days. They're kind of repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know if someone is reading this, but I know the main focus for them is the keywords and the SEO
mm-hmm.
aspect of it. But if just that, you know, if they can be a little bit like humane than AI generated, would be great.
Sure.
And
no
I
problem.
Also wanted to ask, is there any way you can generate and gather the photos from our Instagram site? Because I don't have them on the computer. I'm posting from my phone. And for me to go and upload to the portal, I was doing that for 3 hours because my laptop is not recognizing the iPhone. And sending them through email, then downloading and uploading again to the portal was 10 steps behind. In all of that. So I was wondering if you can do that or if, I don't know, I can send them elsewhere.
Yes. So we can try. I can put in a request to get them from your Instagram page. But the reason we ask that you either upload them or send them via email is because if we go out and get them, a lot of the times the quality and the sizing is not good. So they do come in with better quality and sizing when they're sent in via email, but we can try. If there's any that we really just can't grab, we'll just ask you to send them via email. But I'll be more than happy to put in the request for you to get them from your Instagram.
Yes, please. Because I have pretty much everything there, and there are a lot of before and afters on the Instagram that I believe will be much more helpful in this post.
Okay.
And also, we have the videos over there from the project. So if you can generate them from there, would be lovely.
Okay. No problem. I'll definitely put in the request. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that was pretty much it for now. And then you said in an hour, will give me a call.
Less than an hour. Yeah. It'll be the representative that's looking into specifically your Google Ads, ID case. So, he should be giving you a call at about 4:30 PM your time.
Oh, in like 10 minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Hang on. Let me just double check. Maybe it was put it in wrong. Hang on 1 second. Let me just double check what time I put it in for. Okay, so right now it's about to be 4 p.m. right now. 2. I'm sorry. He should be calling you in about 30 to 40 minutes from now, not 10 minutes from now. I apologize for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
So he will give you a call then. His name is Victor, so please expect the call back. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.